Oh, baby, have a laugh. Let's get together, yeah, yeah, yeah. Why did you and I combine?
And friends are friends forever, if the Lord's the Lord of them. All my life, you're a friend of mine.
It's Cece and Adam.
Welcome Woo. To the Momlennial Podcast.
Hey-o.
Do you guys want to know what it's like to be a member of Gen X?
Tell us all the things, of course.
No.
This is what it's like in real time, okay? I wake up this morning, I'm in my office working, and a notification pops up on my computer. And it says, figure out the Keith situation.
What? What is the?
I don't have a situation.
Do you know Keith?
With anybody named Keith. I'm like, Keith? Do I have a problem with Keith?
Do you think your laptop has a lisp and it's like you lost your Keith or something? Or like what's going
on? Oh, wait a minute. That's what it was.
Was it really?
It was figure out the keys situation. Thank you. Thank you,
boom,
millennial, for
you know,
helping me figure it out.
The millennial is here to help. I also have a slight lisp, so I know
I was working over
she
at
She used talk to text, probably, and then that's what Siri heard.
I did. That's what, thank you. You just solved my life's problems. Oh, I was over at the flip house, and it's gotten really cold, and I couldn't use my key to open the door. So it was figure out the keys situation. I was like, dude. Who's Keith? Is he mad at me? Do I need to send him a text?
Is he going to come break the new house?
There is no Keith. Okay, Keith's situation. Got it. All right, I have a second question to start the podcast out with.
Yes.
Who's got it better than us?
Woo!
Nobody.
Oh, nobody.
Adam, did you not get that? That's the whole thing.
All right, I'm 1-1 right now. I helped the Keith situation.
0-1.
What is the whole whatever we just did situation?
You're literally wearing a Michigan.
You're wearing the hat.
I am, but that's hail to the victors. That's the same
you,
from
you
Michigan.
You don't know who's got it better than us.
Here's my millennial brain.
Nobody.
I thought you were gonna go.
All right, hang on. I'm gonna import something. Hang on.
My millennial brain thought that you were gonna say who let the dogs out? Who? So that's what I was thinking
of. All right, hang on.
It's like, have you not heard like the bet thing either?
No, I'm old and I was homeschooled and I don't know what's going on. So what is that thing?
It's like they literally printed it on T-shirts.
Did they?
Like that's what Jim's been replying in all of his interviews. Like he doesn't know how to respond to the interviewer's question. So he just says something good about the team and then pivots to who's got it better than us? Or he'll just say bet.
This is the first time you're hearing about this?
It actually is. I hate to admit this, but in
Big
all sincerity,
fan.
I've never heard this.
Well,
no.
You also, okay, this is secondarily. Adam just told me off the air that he went to bed 2 minutes before the game was done.
Yeah, okay, here's the situation.
I did too. I hate to admit it.
And she's
I did too.
An hour behind.
And she went to University of Michigan.
Well,
okay, I
Who's
went to
skipping
bed.
At, out on the group I, project now, Missy?
I went to bed at halftime. So,
yeah, there you go. There you go.
I'm Gen X.
Yeah,
I'm too
okay.
Old. I'm too old to stay up.
Look
for
at
this.
That. We're all fair weather fans.
All right. Who's got it better than us?
There's a point in the game where you just know, oh, they got this. I'm not worried.
Yeah, but don't you want to see what's the quarterback? JJ McCarthy. Don't you want to see him like grounding himself after the game and catching the confetti? And,
I thought you did that just before the game. He does it after, too. He soaks it in.
I'm just.
No.
I don't know what's going on. Maybe I didn't watch the game at
all.
Well,
the thing is, as a Gen Z, you know you're going to be able to see the clips on Instagram all day the next day. Like,
so
that's the entire thing. You know,
bingo.
Like, everyone's Instagram stories is national champions, who's got it better than us, this, that, undefeated. So, yeah, I knew it was going to be on Instagram the next day. So I was like, I can go to bed.
Okay, I feel Agreed. Like I was going to see the clips on TikTok as well. I know what you're saying. But did you see the video of Ann Arbor burning couches and having so much fun and singing that Mr. Brightside song and whatnot? Do you, now, a little bit because you graduated last year. A year ago.
Yep.
That's right.
Did you miss out on the whole vibe? Or
a little.
Like
I feel like, oh, that would have been really cool to be there. And like, everyone, I mean, a lot of those videos were taken on the street where like all the bars are. So I'm assuming everyone's like watching the game in the, like in whatever restaurants or bars, and then went like went out in the streets. Did you see how many fires they started?
Well,
it's a lot. It's a lot. Might not be the best representation of U of M fanhood, but
what university wouldn't do that? There were fireworks going off. Like, they had a whole celebration thing planned.
And look, if you've ever seen an old couch futon,
it needs to be absolutely burned.
Plus, that's a Michigan State thing. So, like, Michigan State does that all the time.
Okay, true. I went to University of Dayton my freshman year of college. And I don't know, we won something or something happened, and they were burning couches in the street too. Then it got super, super cold, and all of the colleges in Ohio were closing down because they didn't want you walking to class. University of Dayton stayed open. The president goes, "You're cold? Why don't you light a couch on fire to warm up?"
That's the most savage thing I've ever heard from like a principal teacher. That's awesome.
I feel like at U of M, though, they would just go for it.
Oh, yeah, we don't.
Oh, yeah.
We don't care.
The professors are probably throwing their own couches out.
That's
right.
And it's been since 97 they've been saving those couches.
Okay, what happened in 97? Exactly. Didn't they share the title?
So the last time they won a national championship like this was 1997. And then they went to the Rose Bowl, I think, well, the same year. It was huge.
Do you know what was going on in my life in 1997?
You were shivering at Dayton. Enlighten us.
I had graduated from college that year. That was the year I graduated from college.
Oh, that was the big...
I don't remember U of M as a part of that experience at all.
You were probably decorating couches, let's be real.
So Michiganders were celebrating because we don't get a lot of wins. No. We don't get a lot of wins with our weather in the winter.
Certainly not.
The Detroit Pistons are so terrible this year, it's embarrassing.
They're not all firing at all cylinders.
They sacrificed for the Wolverines and the Lions and the Red Wings.
Yeah.
They can't all be doing well.
I remember 1984 very vividly, watching the Tigers win the World Series. But that's like, I feel like my last win as a Michigander, like a child in the 70s or in the 80s.
Was back in the Tigers' golden era, if you will. Mm-hmm. They could do it again, maybe next year.
We'll see. Maybe. Well, Lions, do they have a shot? Really?
Yes. Matthew Stafford is playing against the Lions this weekend. He's coming back.
I hope the
Rams are playing the Lions in the playoffs.
I hope he breaks a kneecap. Not really. Not really.
Is that another thing at Dayton they told you to do?
No, Mom, have you seen the kneecap thing? Do you know about that?
I don't know about the kneecap
thing. Wait, is this where you respond, hey, or whatever at the end? Or is
there's a lot.
That was still mine.
I love how we said, who's got it better than us? Adam.
I'm like that like parent at a sports event that has no idea what's going on. I'm like, go sports.
What's the kneecap thing?
No, like there's a clip of Dan Campbell, like the coach of the Lions, talking about how they're going to like munch some kneecaps. Like they're like, it's been like a whole like thing for the whole like,
munch season. Munch kneecaps.
That's instead of going, everyone goes, too far.
What is munching a kneecap? That is like,
I didn't phrase it right, but it's something like that.
Munch a kneecap.
Is this like leave no crumbs and she got whatever?
they munched a kneecap and left no cartilage.
Biting kneecaps. That's what it is. It's biting kneecaps.
Oh my gosh. Football is a crazy sport, y'all. Yes. After all this. Wow.
Well,
it's a good day to be Michigander.
At least you know the Michigan cheer. There's a story behind that. Ellie, do you know why Jim Harbaugh says that?
No. I just know he tweeted bet. I just know that one.
This is so cute. I read about this week.
Yes.
When he was a boy, he had his brother, who's also a famous coach, football coach.
That's right, yes.
And his dad.
What team does he coach for? That's a quiz question. Do you know?
His brother?
Ravens.
It's an NFL team.
I think
it
was
the Ravens.
The Ravens, of course. That's what I was going to guess. I was definitely not going to say the Cleveland Browns.
I just thought, who do I know? It's an NFL team.
Go, look at that.
Okay. And then his dad coached something. What, college football?
Something. Okay. I don't know.
Wasn't his dad a coach at U of M? Back in
There's
the day?
Some connection.
This is the story.
Yes.
This is
okay.
The story.
Enlighten us.
The Harbaughs growing up did not have a lot of money, but there was a car dealership in Ann Arbor that had a deal that they would gift U of M coaches with a leased car or something.
I so really love this.
Could drive a car for free. No, because everybody just like sucks up to athletes. That's what drives me crazy.
That can tend to happen.
I know.
That's true.
And so they had one car to share as a family. And sometimes the brothers would walk out and the mom would have the car and the brothers would be annoyed by this.
Oh.
And the dad would say, "Sons, who's got it better than us?" And then they would say, "Nobody." While they walked to school. So it came from his dad.
Oh, that, walking to school uphill both ways in the snow, it sounds like.
Well, he said that they had to dribble basketballs, 100 on the right, 100 on the left.
This was like, they grew up in boot camp.
This is why my kids are not going to be professional athletes. I was reading about Blake Corum today.
He's a tank.
How he grew up in kind of a farming community, one stoplight town.
Really?
And his mom would drive him to school 2 hours every day so that he could get a shot at playing football.
That's wild.
And so I'm telling this to Dave because I'm watching the story on TikTok.
Yeah.
I'm not telling this to Dave. And he goes, "This is why our kids will never be successful." He goes, "Would you ever drive your child 2 hours?" I go, "To do nothing." Absolutely not. I don't want to drive. Earlier this week, Dave had a meeting of the elders of his church. He's like, "You're going to have to drive Piper to school." And I was like, "Oh, what? No. It's throwing off my whole day."
Which, for context, is about 2.5 miles up the road.
I was like, "This is going to push me back an hour." He goes, "It's going to push you back 15 minutes. You can handle it."
You should just give her a basketball and said, "All right, sweetie."
Nobody
from 2 miles away. Man, that's intense. 2 hours, and that's one way.
I know, but look where he is. Well, probably going to the NFL next year.
Bro could have just like rushed to school. He's such a good runner. He could have just ran 2 hours one way.
Look at all this stuff I all of a sudden know about football thanks to TikTok. TikTok picked up the U of M logarithm or something, and so now it's feeding me all of these things.
You're going to be like you went to U of M by the end of this.
I know!
You're going to be like a true student.
I know, I'm so proud.
It's amazing.
I know.
Such a good week. Wearing the Michigan hat today during the podcast. Had to.
Looking good.
Thank
looking
you.
Good.
True story.
Not your hat.
It is, actually, but I forgot I owned it until like 2 weeks ago. And I was like, I wish I set Michigan-ish for the, you know, Rose Bowl. And I was going through the drawers and, oh, I have this. I don't remember how I got it, but it's there.
Speaking of Michigan-ish for the natty, I learned it's called a natty.
Now what's
we got the natty.
Now what's a natty?
I don't know. You don't know what a natty is?
I know what a troll is, and that's about it for Michigander.
It's slang for the national championship.
Oh.
Do I have to teach you everything?
You know, in younger generations, natty means something very different. Very different.
Okay. We had, I threw a party for the Rose Bowl. Ellie was home. She had to step out. She had to go to work today.
She did. Bye.
Hashtag corporate. Yeah,
responsible.
Bye, corporate. Plus, you updated your computer, which caused a host of problems.
My word. This is why I'll never be in IT. The whole day I'd be like, it's part of my job, but I hate it.
I know. So, same.
And everything updates constantly. Too many updates.
Too many updates.
Can't
we
do
had to
it.
Do a last minute update, and so she didn't have enough time. But anyway. What was I talking about?
You're talking
All
about
right.
the was, natty.
Okay,
the,
I threw a Rose Bowl party
right.
when Michigan was in the Rose Bowl. And Ellie was home and Brayden was home. And so when Dave, the accountant, was growing up, his mom used to make just tons of appetizers anytime there was a big game.
The best.
And so I spent all day making these appetizers for the game, and it was great. But then I was stress cleaning like we talked about last week, and so I was cleaning up all the cheese and stuff. And so the game on Monday night, we were in what time zone are we
Eastern
in?
Time
Thank
zone.
You.
Yes,
Eastern
E-S-T.
Time zone. So it didn't start until
it was late, almost 8.
8 o'clock.
Yes.
And so that's why I went to bed at halftime and you went to bed 2 minutes ago. And Dave came home. He's like, "Where's the appetizers?" I go, "You've got to be kidding me. I can't make any more appetizers. I'm done." It just was after Christmas. It was too much. And then he's like, "Where's everybody's Michigan gear?" And we were like, "Cause he just wanted the environment."
Oh,
and
absolutely.
We were over it by then. And we were in our pajamas.
This is the January blahs now, isn't it? Everybody's burnt. It's dark. It's cold.
It's bad. Do you know what's coming up in 2 days?
More snow.
Something called give up day.
Isn't that every Monday?
Throwaway day. I don't know. It's the second January, the second Friday in January, where people tend to give up their New Year's resolutions.
That's
it's not
true.
Called give up day. It's called something else.
It's called like whatever day.
Yeah, like,
I'm
never mind.
Happy day. With myself day, if you will. That's right, because there's another day in January. Is it the third or fourth Monday where it's like kind of the more blah day of the
darkest
whole year?
Darkest day of the whole year.
Yes, because it's like 3 weeks after Christmas. The high has fallen down. It's dark out.
I'm
there's no big vacations
that
coming
might be
up.
This coming Monday.
If you're still with us, sorry, you're depressed now.
That's going to be, I think, Monday.
Which is funny because a lot of people had that Monday off. Because I think, is that President's Day? No.
Martin Luther King Jr.
That's right.
Day. Oh, but again,
right.
I have to teach you everything.
I literally live under a rock. I don't know anything about the
Wait
Michigan cheer.
Okay. So Christmas was 2.5 weeks ago.
Yes.
1, 2, 3. Yeah. Coming up on Monday, Martin Luther King Jr. Day.
Wow.
It's a dark day. For several reasons.
Well, it's, yes.
I have been struggling with my mental health.
Oh, no.
As well.
Is it the appetizer thing? Did that push you over? We're like, if you ask for one more wing.
I was listening to a health podcast of a woman that's a psychiatrist who treats people with food. And she
sign me up.
No, you would not want
to. Or
this
is this people
diet.
Who have too much food?
No, yes. It's like healthy food that like bumps up your level of happiness.
Oh, never mind.
And she said citrus and dark chocolate.
Ooh.
And I got a wild hair. And I thought, this is what I'm going to do. So I ordered a bar of Giardelli dark chocolate.
I love it.
And a bag of those clementine oranges that are so good this time of year.
Yes.
And I melted the chocolate with a little bit of coconut oil, and I dipped the oranges in and sprinkled them with sea salt. But I peeled 7 oranges and did the dipping thing. I ate the whole thing. It did elevate my mood.
Only a little bit. I was doubled over.
It was so much work. I was like, enough appetizers already.
That's a lot of oranges.
That's a lot of oranges.
Now, do you chill your oranges? Because
oh,
I feel
yeah.
like that makes it 100 times better.
You peel the oranges, you dip them in the hot chocolate, sprinkle them with the sea salt.
Oh, it's hot chocolate.
Or, no, you have warmed up. You have warmed.
It's like, oh my gosh.
You've warmed up the chocolate in the microwave. Then you put it in the refrigerator or the freezer. But they were so delicious. I kept eating them, and then I got a canker sore.
And you know that your body's way of tapping out.
Which
be like,
made
I'm
me
done.
Sad again.
Yeah. And now I can't chew or laugh or swallow without pain. Was it dark chocolate?
Yeah.
Oh, good for you. Okay. That's healthy then. That's not so bad.
I know.
That's not so bad.
I think it worked. Yeah. I think I'm coming out of my funk. We'll see.
What if I could bring you back to simpler, happier times and make you feel better today?
Okay. How?
Let me bring you back to your childhood. Imagine soccer balls, wood paneling everywhere,
yeah.
checkered everything, mm-hmm. couch burning in the back because the local team just won or whatever. Okay, I just heard this the other day. I was talking to someone who grew up in the 80s, and there used to be this thing with collect calls where
oh, yeah.
you would pick
I
it
can,
up.
I can tell you what you did.
Yes, tell me. Yeah, you know.
You would be at sports practice.
Yes.
That and you didn't know if it was going to end at 5 or 5:50. Things were very like loose back then,
You're
right?
not drinking water either. It's whatever.
So you'd have to call your mom to pick you up or from the school dance or from the wherever you
the
were.
The mall.
You didn't have a cell phone. And so you would call them collect, and then you'd say, hey, Mom and Cece, pick me up, bye. Because normally in a collect call, the operator who would answer the phone would say, who's talking, please, or something like that. And that's where you're just supposed to give your name,
yes.
which gets announced to the person that picks up the phone. So you go, it's Cece, pick me up, bye. Is that what you're talking
yes,
about?
Yes, that's exactly what it is. Which, A, you've hacked the whole entire phone system, which is brilliant.
Yep.
And then I was curious, too, because I'm like, so then you didn't get charged until the actual call started? Is that how it worked?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
My mind is blown.
Because the person could choose whether or not to accept the call. So if you called me collect, let's say you were stalking me. So you called me.
Do you want some oranges and dark chocolate?
And so the operator would say, you know, who's calling, please? And you would go, in a creepy voice, Adam. And I'd say, no, I refuse. I don't want to talk to him.
And it wouldn't go through.
And I wouldn't get charged.
Oh, my word.
Isn't that wild?
Could you imagine if your mom or dad was just having a really tiring day and like, no.
But they always did reject it because you were just using it to be picked up from the skating rink.
Oh, because if you accepted, you get charged.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Yes, totally.
See, we don't even need cell phones. You guys had it all figured out.
Is there a modern day equivalent to this? I'm trying to think.
Oh, it's the on your smartphone when it has the green dot or the red dot. Do you want to accept or deny?
Green dot, red dot? What? What pill am I taking? What are you talking about?
No, okay. So right now, you can go to our YouTube channel. You can see a clip of this, hopefully, that Ellie will put together. Okay, I'm holding up my smartphone, right?
Yeah.
Right here.
Yeah.
When you get a call, once in a while, not always. Sometimes it's only the slide option. But it gives you the option of, do you want to accept it? So you know who's calling.
Yeah.
So it's kind
of
that way.
Do you know what really confuses me? When
humor
I am
me.
On, look at, if you're watching this on YouTube, I'm doing the old Gen X.
You got the thumb to the ear and pinky to the mouth.
I have the hang 10 up to my ear. When somebody calls me and I'm in the middle of talking to somebody.
Yeah.
And then someone else calls through and they give you those options at the bottom where you can place on hold and answer the other call. Or I get so thrown off, I hang up on everybody.
Do you really?
I hang up on the person I'm currently talking to. I hang up on the person trying to get through. And it's a hot mess express. I'm too old for that kind of stress.
It's too much. It's too many options, too many things. It's true. We live in a world of too many options now.
We do.
I'm on board with you. You know where is the worst? The grocery store.
The options?
There's way too many. I don't need 10,000 different options of Special K while I'm just looking for another kind of cereal.
I have a grocery store
too much.
That I go to when I do a bulk of my shopping. But I have a grocery store closer to my home that's more expensive.
Oh.
And so I go there when I don't want to be stressed out and overwhelmed.
So you pay a little more for a little less stress.
Oh, yeah. The grocery store is overwhelming. I was listening to another podcast yesterday.
It's New Year, you can tell. New Year, right. New Year indeed.
New Year, new me. I'm going to quit podcasts on Friday. Give up day.
Okay, hang on. You got it.
Okay.
You got this.
I got this.
You got this. Too many oranges.
It was saying that the best thing for our brains is going to be leaving our cell phones behind and forcing ourselves to be bored. Because
yes.
We never, ever are in a position to be standing in line anywhere without a whole thing of media right at our fingertips.
Amen.
And apparently your best creative thoughts come in places like the shower because you don't have your phone in there.
Oh.
They even suggest, I have been walking my dog and I've been putting on my headphones and putting on a podcast and walking the dog, and then I'll do laps around the park while she's running around. They suggest it would be even better to just walk around with nothing.
With just quiet.
Nothing filling my brain.
Just nature and maybe a car horn in the distance.
Yes. I don't think I'm down for that.
Too simple.
too simple for me.
Too olden day.
Little House on the Prairie.
Okay. Which is funny because if you want to listen back a couple episodes to everyone listening, didn't you want to start a Little House on the Prairie farm back in the day?
I'm giving that up.
So last year.
I can see what they're talking about, though.
Oh, absolutely. I'll tell you this. So one thing I have started in the new year, which has been awesome, is I've tried to curb my phone use a little less.
Curb.
Oops. Not curb. Oops.
I did this thing to Adam that I worked really hard at stopping doing to him when we were doing our morning show together, and I would correct your grammar all the time.
Yeah.
And then someone was like, that's kind of a jackwad. You know what? That's right.
Well, maybe there's a way to do it, I guess, behind the scenes.
Okay, so
or something,
you're trying to curve your something. What were you trying to curve? We'll just go with it.
Let's be real. I'm not exactly making it easy for you either at the time.
Curb your.
Yeah. Okay. This has been good because I'm going to be honest. I was checking stuff every few minutes throughout the day, every few minutes.
Yeah.
And I was like, why do I feel so unhappy all the time?
Right.
So the first week I said, okay, I'm going to wake up. I'm going to read a little bit of scripture right away before anything. That's going okay. And I'm going to give bigger gaps in between phone usage and try to read more.
And you're happier?
It's literally been the best week I've had in weeks. Mm. I'm not even kidding. And I'm thinking, not that technology's bad.
Right.
But I didn't realize how often I'm checking. It's like autopilot now.
In this podcast I was listening to yesterday, they had a guy who researched. He lives in Las Vegas. And he went to a new casino that they were going to open up. and he talked to the designers of the casino.
Okay.
What is the gambling thing where you gamble real fast? The one click, like the
slot machine?
Thank you.
I only know this from pictures.
So people play slot machines like 16 games.
Oh man.
In a minute or something.
That's wild.
It's something like more than blinking. So they have figured out,
that's horrifying,
how to get the dopamine in your brain to continue the gambling. And the same addiction is like what I have with TikTok.
Oh.
They've created it in such a way to just keep me scrolling and scrolling and scrolling and scrolling and scrolling.
Yes.
And so you have to put limits on yourself because no one else is.
Well, that's the hardest part, right? You're right. Like, oh, I'll just whenever, here's my breaks in between. But you just jump on because it's so easy. It's one press of the thumb.
Yeah, so you got to outsmart the smart.
Smart the smartphone.
Outsmart smartphone.
Sounds like a lot of work, if we're being honest. But
time limits are good.
Yes.
I like that big gaps, you know, between things is good. Many people who do a digital detox will say that it's the happiest that they've been in a long time.
I would believe that. Even
it's
with
not
the
making us happier. It's making stuff easier, but it's not making us happier.
That's the perfect way to put it. And I wonder, you know, with our podcast here, we're very generationally spun, if you will. Do you think that's why we missed the 80s and 90s so much? It was like the perfect mix of like technology, but also still going out to play and waiting for the streetlights to come on to go home It was like simpler technology.
I know.
Kind of liked it.
You didn't have this constant fear of missing out. You didn't have this. Everybody's life looks so amazing.
Yeah,
on
it does.
Social.
It really does.
And even though you know it, you don't really know it when you're in that scrolling addiction.
Totally. You see the highlights. And then 5 minutes later, there could be something crazy bad that happened.
Now, it's tough, though, because I also learn a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
And so I learn a lot, but I don't know. It's a balance like everything else.
Do we have to parent ourselves now to say, okay, at 8 p.m., young man, young lady, go do your homework or shut off the TV?
One thing I switched over that made me a lot happier is I turn off my technology at a certain time. I don't plug my phone in my bedroom anymore.
Smart.
I don't know what to do in case of an emergency because you can't get a hold of me.
You did. That's where you take the axe out of your closet and just
My daughter has a friend who has diabetes.
Oh.
And her mom has an app where she can monitor her daughter's sugar.
That's amazing.
But then the mom called me in the middle of the night wanting to let me know that her daughter, who was sleeping over at our house, the sugar was high.
Oh.
I needed to go wake her up.
Yeah.
And I didn't. Because
it was out of your room.
I didn't get it until the morning.
Oh, my goodness.
And I was like, okay. So then I thought, okay, next time that girl sleeps over, I'll just have my phone in my bedroom. But I sleep with my phone not in my bedroom, and then I turn off the technology, and I force myself to read at night instead of scroll.
I find I sleep better when I read at night, too. Is it something? Does it, like, calm us down or something?
The blue light from your screen is not good.
Oh.
Even if you're wearing blue light blocking glasses, it's just better to read, like, an actual book.
Interesting.
I read on my iPad. I mean, rules, schmoozes.
If you want more of the Momillennial podcast, well, then subscribe. That way you'll get new episodes without having to do the work, and that's totally our jam.